The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and today is April the 6th, 2016. And it is a Wednesday, and it's a wise Wednesday that we will definitely have for you today. And before we get started, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. But hey, before we do that, I just want to say, man, Scotty, I love the news that you just brought in and what you were doing with that. I absolutely love that. That is really, really tight. That is really, really good. And look forward to hearing that every day. Because it's so important that we start to bring news to people that really, really matters and some of the things that that we need to be looking at. So I love that quick shot of the news that you just bought. Looking forward to hearing that more often and working with that also. Great, great, great shot. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And how can you do that? It is so important that you make monetary donations, because that is one of the keys to maintaining the direction that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network are going. We have all benefited from Black Talk Radio Network. Now let's sow good seeds and to take care of the roots of Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, did you have something to... Oh, okay. All right, so everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network with monetary donations, because that's what it's going to take in order to keep this going so that Black Talk Radio Network could reach all of the people that need to hear what's
muted
in the world, and so that we could collectively decide the decisions that we are going to make and set the agenda that is in our best interest. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network, so that it can continue to grow. Now let's go to our Facebook page that's there on Tando Radio Show. And that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And let's check out some of the things that are posted there. And this is our In the News segment of Tando Radio Show for today, Wednesday, April the 6th, 2016. First article that we have posted comes from Bloomberg. Panama has a company as bank secrecy holds as the U.S. offers as a haven. Check out that article. This is all has something to do with the Panama Papers and the overall hiding, and this is all starting to come about. You know, Scotty had posted something, and I missed it. I meant to share it here in Tando Radio Show about he just talked about it, I believe, where Bill Clinton had taken $500,000 from a fund. And what they're doing, like Scotty said in the news when it came to John McCain having a nonprofit. Nonprofit is nothing more than a government haven that these people always like to use for their overall nefarious goals and means. This is all starting to come out. Why is this starting to come out? Because the purge is heating up. And that purge is the thing is that you got to remember this purge, you're the target of this purge. And this tells you where we are and where we're going. It's so, so important that you know and respond to these things appropriately and accordingly to the truth that is there. So check out that. And that Scotty had posted, really, really important. And we may mention earlier this week about that donation that John McCain had engaged in with the Saudis. So check it out. Next article comes from freepress.org. Freepress.org. Hillary's emails reveal France and the U.S. kill Gaddafi for his gold and oil. Yes, and to stop Gaddafi from doing what was being done. He wanted to centralize and economically put into place the overall African alliance that would be trading resources for other resources. And this is what they wanted to do. And one of the things is that they stole Gaddafi's gold because some of that was the gold that they paid off to Chavez in Venezuela before the cancer, he was hit with that cancer attack. And this is what happened. And France was definitely involved in it. And we were talking about this, Scotty and I and everyone here at Tandoor, we were talking about this a year ago. And this is starting to pick up, and it's going to be part of the overall purge that's at hand. You're seeing this happen. Like I said, you're the target of this purge. Because what the target is this. Why you're the target is this. They're going to say all this fraud is going on, and look what the fraud has brought. It brought on the economic collapse of your economy. And now because of that, we need to have more tightener scrutiny, and we won't need to rein in the so-called civil liberties that you have, which is really an oxymoron. There is no such thing as civil or liberties that man could ever give you, because man didn't create you, so they can't give you any freedom in any form. But we follow this facade to our death and to the demise of our own prosperity, where we have no prosperity to leave as an inheritance to our children, because we have squandered away the ability to have prosperity because of our overall inclusion and acceptance of this program. So it is something that we really have to come to grips with and deal with accordingly. So this article is once again a lot of the purge that's going on. You're going to continue to see this. Next one comes from, and I don't want to take too much long, Bloomberg. Feds debate April hike as several argue conditions. This is all a part of the collapse. Also, the economic collapse is going to engage. That was going to be engaged and put into gear here, and it is speeding up as we speak. Next one comes from Telegraph.com. China's debt explosion threatens financial stability. Fitch warns China huge debt levels will weigh on growth over the next 5 years and could threaten the country's financial status. Check out that article. Once again, the gears of financing and the gears of the economic chain is being broken so that you will be adversely harmed and affected economically, physically, and emotionally and mentally, so that you will surrender and bend your knees to their overall new treaties, new conditions, new rules, new constitutions, new civil liberties, new freedoms that they will give you. And believe me, you will not get any closer to freedom. The closest that you've ever been to freedom is the still beacon of freedom that is within you, and that is your free will. Execute that and you are free. So next comes from Wall Street Journal. Subprime rates rises, red flags in China. Check out that also. Authorities, and this one comes from a Greek news authority, and this one says authorities seize record amount of gold at borders. Man, the black market is picking up because of the collapse that is coming globally. Once this collapse engages, the black market is going to definitely be a form of hedge and a form of protection for people, because they're going to flock to it and position themselves accordingly. Now, this is why we have the precious metals training, and this is why we have the preparedness training. These are some of the things you need to know and position yourself for the advent of these events that are going to come about. So, so important. Next article comes from Lifehacker.com. Okay, from Lifehacker.com, 10 sneaky ways retailers fool you into spending more. Check out that one. We don't need to be consumers. We need to be savers, prodigious savers in assets and in real intrinsical value. Next comes from Sputnik. No warning. Israel cuts power to major Palestinian cities over unpaid debt. Now, you would think, why does this have anything to do with you? This has everything to do with you, because this is going to be some of the ways in which that your lights were going to be cut out in the future, but in different ways. Once debt is not serviced, the governments are going to use that as leverage to bring even more tyranny against the people. Check out this article. Next comes from realpharmacy.com. Realpharmacy.com. There you go. And this one says, caution, these antibiotics can cause horrific side effects. Everyone needs to pay attention to this. These antibiotics are killing us. And a lot of us aren't even aware of that. And some of the antibiotics, all of us is carrying antibiotic soap all around. Man, get rid of that stuff. You need to actually clean your hands, your body, and by natural means that actually work and are effective. Those antibacterials and those antivirals, all of that stuff, antibiotic soaps, they are making you even more sick, because they are actually hampering and hindering and handicapping your immune system. And you're going to be more susceptible to different attacks on your immune system because of it. It sounds good, but let me tell you something. They never give you anything that's in your best interest. They only give you the death side of the bondage that they hold you in. So get rid of those antibacterial soaps. Find out about the things. And I'm telling you once again, this is why the precious metals and the preparedness training classes are so important. A couple of people emailed me about it, and they wanted to know how you can do it. Just best way to do it is we have classes. Once you're ready to sign up for classes, they are $25 a month. And what you'll learn is you'll learn the precious metals, how to use them, the intrinsical value, the history of them, how to gain interest off of them, how to leverage them. And you will also look at the opportunities that they will present you in the future, especially when we go from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And then also the preparedness class will teach you how to actually prepare in very plausible, practical ways that are very cheap, and also some things where you can spend on. And this is, we will teach you the table of preparedness, and we will go into really detailed on how you do certain things. For the people that are in the preparedness side of the class, they extremely appreciate it. And hopefully some of them will call and tell you how much they've learned in just a short period of time, how they can use the overall, with a limited budget, how they can effectively start to prepare. Because preparing is very expensive, but there are very inexpensive ways in which to do it. And these are the things that you need to know. So if you're interested in that, it's only $25 per month. And you could just text me and I will put you in a class and get you started on that. That is both for the precious metals training and the preparedness training. So just reach out to me, 951-790-8330. You can text me there, or you can email me, and I will respond to you. Please, if you email me, please have some content so I can know what it is that you are looking for. For the one brother, I don't want to say your name. I basically hear on Tando, you listen to Tando. If you're interested in that, just let me know when you're ready to go. Or if you'd like to know what the schedule is, just email or call me, and then I will give you the schedule so that you can get signed up. Okay, next article comes from Bloomberg. Next one comes from Reuters. Dutch cast vote on a Ukraine treaty in the test of anti-EU sentiment. And this is my commentary. The coming collapse of the EU is going to strongly affect all financial inlets here in the United States. I firmly believe that the euro will go first, and the United States economy is the real target, is going to go quickly after that. And this is what I believe is the agenda that is at hand. Next one is from Bloomberg. The world has started spending more on weapons. Why? Because we are moving towards what I like to call the GNW, global nuclear war, that is going to be waging very, very soon. Hi, my man, brother Braggs. What's up? Sorry, I missed your call yesterday. I was in a class. I will call you as soon as I can, brother Braggs. And so that is what's in the news. But today is Wise Wednesday. We have Brother Davis waiting in queue for everyone. And if at any time, if you would like to get in on a conversation, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. And you can make your question or comment known to Brother Davis. And I would say, everyone, definitely call in if you have questions, and because your question is going to be beneficial to a lot of people. Now is not the time to be shy or to be timid about asking a question, because at some point and at some time, if you don't get the question that you have, someone to address it, then it may be, you know, something that you wish you would have got some form of direction on in the future, because we won't be able to communicate as easily as we are now. So take the time when we have Tando Radio Show on Wednesdays and throughout the week. If you have any questions at all, any comments, engage, because your thinking process, and when you start to think about these things, you really start to give energy to the life force that you need to be that will get you to be self-determining and sovereign in nature. So, so important that you do that. So I don't want to keep Brother Davis waiting much longer. So we're going to go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, are you there? Oops, let me unmute Brother Davis. Hold on, Brother Davis. I unmute you. Brother Davis, you there?
Yes, I am, Brother. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Thank you so much once again for Wise Wednesdays with Team Davis, and looking forward to today's show with you, Brother Davis.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm always excited to have an opportunity to help people open doors to a greater understanding of not only who they are, but to follow the path to their purpose. And as I was listening to the news today, and you hear all of this here, deception, and let's make no bones about it, all these deceivers are starting to expose the deception that they have placed upon the people. And
right.
This is what makes it so important for us to be able to discern what the truth is. Because every time there is an action, there is a reaction. And in most cases, people do not see the reaction unless it's physical. But sometimes it's physiological. Now, physiological means if it's a good action, you will get a good result. But you may not see that good result as quickly as you identify the positiveness of your action. And a perfect example is when you do something good and how you feel good all over. And then before you know it, sometime during the course of the day, something good happens to you. Well, that's that physiological reaction that comes back to you at a later time. But in order for that to happen, you must operate in the area of truth so that you can sustain a balance. The balance you want to sustain is that balance between good and evil. And that's what makes meditation so important, because we are transplanting new knowledge as we dump old knowledge out of our system. And what is the old knowledge? Well, you see it on the news every day. You heard about it in Brother Scotty's report. These are supposed to be called eminent people in our society who have deceived us in order to steal from us. And although that stealing may not be directly out of your pocket, but it takes from the integrity of the people that we are. Because when they hear names like Clinton, they get these images in their mind that have nothing to do with the truth. So therefore, they're living in that ideology of deception. And it's fine, because that's what the world wants. They want you to accept deception as truth. And then as it begins to unravel, like in the report Scotty gave, a great report, Scotty, by the way, I'm going to tell you, people need to understand that the truth is out there. We might have to wait a little while till its time comes, but when it does, they have an avenue like yourself who does your own due diligence in order to bring this to the people. That's what you call a positive action. And see, we as the people who are being fed by his action, it's our responsibility to reciprocate. And see, that's what the balance is about. So, last week I went into giving you an understanding on how systems feed on itself. How if you take and move into a positive direction with truth, and then you place that truth on a form of study, which I told you I use a journal. And when I study my journal, and then when I go into my meditation, I can emanate that truth in my mind. And now what does emanate mean? Emanate just means to recall. Recall and store in my mind so that it no longer becomes something I know, but it's something I live in. And you know, the most powerful thing you can do is live in truth, because you never have to guess why you did what you did, because you did it in truth. And deception requires a what they call a mazic mind, a mind like a maze, because it must remember where it set the traps so the deception will keep going. That is the role the media is playing right now in all of this deception that is going on, because we hear from it, or we hear about it from outside sources. But when the sources that most people are listening to speak about it, they'll give it a 15-20 second blurb, because they don't want you to identify the truth. They want you to continue to follow the pattern of the deception. So this is one of the major reasons why it is important to incorporate meditation in your growth process. Now, as you begin to develop, you notice I have spoke to you about the food and what food is, because deception is a part of every aspect of our lives. I mean, coming and going, you're going to run into deception. And deception is always working for the people, or should I say, the deceivers. So if you don't want to be deceived, you're going to have to learn how to spot truth, how to be able to replicate truth, and walk in that truth. That's like someone saying to you, look, man, I got a dollar here, but if you give me $5, I'll give you this dollar, and we'll be even. Well, the truth is, that $5 is five times what a dollar is. So if you choose to be deceived, you say, hey, okay, that sounds good to me. But if you choose not to be deceived, what you'll say is, $5 is five times as much as $1. Why would I do something like that? Because you bring clarity to the truth. And that's why it's so important for us to listen, like the story on the Clintons. That only, if they're doing that, and you hear about that, what are they doing that you don't hear about? And see, that's what makes deception a powerful tool of evil. But as we begin to wake ourselves up, we begin to clean ourselves up, we begin to put the right knowledge in, we become so discerning that a lot of times when we see the deception, unless we can help somebody who's trying to identify deception on that path, we know we can't stop it all unless it's directly before us. And then we uncover it. And when you uncover it, if you're fortunate enough, someone's around, you can pick up on it, or someone sees you and understands it, then they have benefited. Remember what I said before? Anytime there's something positive done, anyone who sees it benefits by it. And this is what makes truth such a powerful tool. So last week we began to be able to design our day, okay? I had mentioned to you about meditating in the morning, trying to have some personal time so you can organize your mind to get a vision of what you want to get done during the course of that day, okay? And then move in that direction. We talked about how the role that food plays. And the reason why food plays a role is because what you consume is what determines the quality of health that your body is in. Now, you can add to that with exercise and water and that sort of thing, but even then, you want to do the exercises that are most beneficial for the reason why you exercise. When you drink water, You want water to supply a specific need. And you know, it's really deep deception, deception when you really have to pick up the water now and read a label. Because it's not water, or it's not all water. And see, that's why I say that we must be alive in truth in every level. Because even people who go out to dinner and are eating at the best vegetarian restaurants can find out that they may be making their food with something that they don't want in their diet. That's like me wanting to eat a vegetable-based diet, and then I find out that the French fries that were, I was told they were frying in peanut oil, were being fried in chicken grease. You see, all of these things play a role when it comes to understanding truth. So that's why when I go into places, if I'm seriously thinking about sitting down and eating, I'm asking questions. Well, how was this made? How was that made? Did you use any animal fat-based products? And if so, what products? You know, a lot of people don't realize that soybean and soy oil that a lot of people are cooking with are almost 90% of them in America are GMO, genetically modified organisms. So you have to be knowledgeable enough to ask the questions so you can get the answers to keep you on the path. Because one thing about the path, if you decide to sway, then that's a rippling effect, like a petal in a pond. And although that petal may be small, the ripplings go out for maybe, 20, 30 yards? So it may not be an effect on you immediately, but it may be an effect on you further down the line. The principles in which I'm giving you that if you operate in, you begin to see much more clearly a better picture of yourself. Because then as you begin to develop good eating habits and you begin to walk in the truths of how you design your day, you begin to take control. And the best part about that is that when you reach a point when you're ready to rest, you can go into a state of peace. See, a lot of people don't realize this, but before there was money, we would go out and we would perform our task, whether we were florists or woodsmen or gardeners or farmers or fishermen, and we would bring our product to market and trade. It was not based on money. And then when we made our trades that day, and we went home and the wife was pleased with what we had bought, whether it be groceries or fish or whatever, wood for the fire, that was the reward to the house of the father going out, applying himself in truth, because he took his product market and was able to do trade. And now he doesn't have to worry about someone coming back to him and saying, you know what, you shorted me. Because bartering was done face-to-face, man-to-man. See, that's another interesting fact about what's trying to be done to us as a people now. They're taking away our ability to barter face-to-face, man-to-man. And that cuts in to how our community works. So we have to understand that everything that we do is operating on a greater level than the level that we're seeing it on. Because I've also give you the example of the example. When someone is watching you, you are their example. Would you rather follow an example that was a good reference for you? Or would you rather follow someone who literally uses deception to attain what they want? So that's why there is a good and there is an evil. Because a lot of people feel one could not exist without the other. Well, that's not true. But the truth is man is inherently a victim of his animal nature. So if he's a victim of his animal nature and he does not evolve, then he will do those things to trick other animals out of their resources. And I mean, you've seen it. You've watched Wild Kingdom when one maybe a leopard would go out and bring down an antelope, and all of a sudden you look up and you got 50 hyenas around. And rather than take a chance on trying to take his catch to his family, he's watching these hyenas who are trying to attack him and attack his food. And he has to make
you
a
are tuned in to the black. You are tuned
so
in
after
to
after
the
break. We'll continue.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
So, since we aren't animals, we can rationally make decisions based on what our priorities are and what the truth is, which is what programming takes you away from. Programming wants you to think that they're in control, but they're not in control. If they were in control, believe me, day and night would not operate the way day and night operates. It serves a greater purpose in the universe. And that's man's greatest, that's his greatest threat, is that he cannot achieve what the operation that the universe does on a daily basis. So he deceives people into thinking that he can do other things. And that's what makes so important meditation. Because meditation can take us away from this spirit for a period of time and help us to grow in other areas. And all of these other areas, we don't have to be on guard, but we have to be discerning. You see, we shouldn't have to live in fear. Why? What purpose does it serve except to manipulate? At one time, when the joy was to be able to have peace at the end of the day or at the end of the transaction, that was more than a reward. It was since the introduction of money that evil really has taken a running start and done the damage that it has. So, to give you an idea of what I mean in reference to why journaling is important, I'm going to give you some of my own self-experiences of coming head-to-head with truth in the midst of a program. And a perfect example was I was out with my grandchildren. They were hungry. I said, let's go to the farmer's market. Well, while we were in the farmer's market, they bought a few things, but they didn't want to get what was good for them. So I had to make some decisions for them. And they enjoyed it and everything. But when we got out of the market, I asked them, I said, were you hungry or anything? They said, no. But when they passed a McDonald's sign or a Wendy's, it was a boo. You see, that's the program. So now I'm confronted directly with the program. Because I'm trying to stay on this path of truth, it is up to me to get them to understand the purpose of why, when I say no to these type of places, what is behind my reasoning. Because of children. Hey, Aunt so-and-so does it, Nana does it, but not this Nana, what other Nana they call grandma, but yet and still, it makes us appear as though we're the heavy. But what we do is convert that innocent ignorance. And the reason why it's innocent ignorance is from the other examples that was placed before them. And we tell them, well, we don't go to those type of places. Now, my oldest granddaughter said, I told y'all. So that told me that they had discussed this. So I said, well, ask Nana why. He said, well, why, Nana? Well, that was a perfect person to ask, because my wife laid it down to them in such a very compassionate and comforting way that now they wanted to eat what we ate. Because now they're beginning to realize that there's a choice here, and the choice doesn't have to be what you're told to eat. So as the day went on, we went out and we might have had some pho or something, and I noticed that they really were trying to make an effort to put colors on their plate and to examine the different sauces, that how they taste. Because my wife was telling them, you know, there's an onion sauce, there's a mushroom sauce, and these come from the natural vegetable itself. It's just the way that it's prepared so that it can be added to other foods for flavor. So, you know, in a child's eye, it's really spellbounding to see them waking up. So naturally, the grandson always got to step out on his own. Well, Papa, I want something sweet. I said, okay. I looked at my wife, and my wife started smiling, and she pulled out pineapple chunks. Well, I know pineapple chunks are sweet. I know they're dried in the sun, but he didn't know that. When he tasted them, he thought they was candy. So the more he ate, the more questions he said, well, I thought we weren't supposed to have candy. Well, that was a lesson in itself when she took him and said, that what you're eating is called a pineapple. That's this. And we're into a giant food store or something, and she shows him the pineapple, and he sees it in its natural form. And then he sees it as a chunk, and it's like, I understand now. See, it's a purpose in this process. Now, that was the program coming face-to-face with truth. So when I got home, I sat down, and when I did my journal, I really focused on those sort of things so that I can identify the purpose upon which I'm trying to educate my grandchild to grow beyond where I was at their age. And the best part about that is when you start seeing it coming alive. And it does now. I mean, I can hear in the things they say, they don't want to go to corner store as much. Now, that might be because I'm around. I don't know. But even for them to make that adjustment tells me that they're hearing what we're telling them. So don't think for a minute that the program is not going to come face to face with the truth. And it happens daily if you're have a lifestyle of going to work and that sort of thing, because you know when you're around the cooler and people are talking somebody, say something about somebody and you really don't like it, and before you didn't say nothing. Well, now you have a tendency to speak up. And even if you're speaking up, only deals with the fact that, you know, if you guys ain't got nothing nice to say, maybe you shouldn't say nothing at all. See, that just brings clarity to the fact that you don't want to hear that. So if you happen to go to a cooler and then all of a sudden things get quiet, don't think that they're keeping anything from you. Maybe it's that they're just trying to respect the fact that you don't want to be a part of that office gossip. So that's what I'm saying about this balance between truth and programs. Because the program is always running and the truth is always available. But we have to tap into both. If you choose to tap into the program, which is basically the most easiest course, because literally you don't have to tell or involve other people in the deception that you participate in if you participate in it. Because if they don't know you, they wouldn't know if you're participating in it or not. You're just doing what they do. But it's the mind that we're working on. You see, that's where the challenge is in this walk. Now, as I journaled this, I went on to say that I wanted to give my grandson an understanding of why it was important for him to understand that this is a truth that will benefit him. Now, you know, 5 years old, how much of it he's going to understand? But you know what? When I'm around and he wants something sweet, he knows minimally. He'll probably get something that he's had before and didn't know what it was, or he'll get something that he's going to be new to his taste buds, but it will be what he wants, whether it's sweet or a little salt and sugar, you know. You know how you are. We don't deviate in our wants a lot. Where we deviate is in what we expect out of ourselves. Because some people have a higher expectation than others. And that's good, because some people have a lower expectation than others. So that's what makes that meditation and that meditating time yours. Because now you can develop into exactly the person you want to be. Many times somebody comes up to you and they start a conversation with you, your discerning spirit should be listening to decide on, do you want to get involved or don't you? And your reasons are insignificant to other people. They're your reasons. And that's why it's important to write them down. Write those confrontations where truth and program bump into each other. Because challenge is what makes us better. A lot of people say, oh, I really don't like getting into confrontations and that sort of thing. But all confrontations are not negative. And a lot of times, a confrontation, a good confrontation, you can grow by. And that's a good thing. So let's get back to the basics of how we are trying to dump the old stuff out of our mindset and put in good truth so that as we begin to develop a growth in this, we can walk in this truth. Because really what you don't see yet is the physiological change is going to change everything around you and everything in your environment to your understanding. One of the main things I want to point out to you is that you have every right in any circumstance to make a decision. But you don't have to worry about your decision if you're walking in a constant state of trying to grasp the truth. And this is why when you go into that state of meditation and you find yourself in that moment or that place of your euphoria, there's a euphoria there that it's not like getting high. It's like being free. Free to make the decisions you want, to think what you want. And when you really become good at meditation, you're free to travel. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term of astral travel, but many people do astral travel in their daily routine because it's a part of their meditation. Remember now, you're always evolving, and as you evolve, you are always improving the person that you are. So there are various levels of reward for your work. And you know, what's the best part about it is that as you really begin to flow in understanding the truth and operating in that understanding, then literally a lot of the evil will precede you before you even say a word. Because you cannot control the glow of your aura because it extends from inside. And for you people who don't know what the term aura is that part that is representative of you through the mind's eye that can see it. So not everybody can see auras. Now, we have a friend that comes on from time to time, Dr. Hawkins. He's designed machines that can literally see these passive lights uniquely. And what's so unique about it is that you can see different colors. And these colors have a meaning. I really don't want to get into a lot of that. I just want you to understand that as you get involved in meditating from the inside to become better on the outside, you are rewarded the whole way along the way. And your rewards may be conceivable, or they may be inconceivable until you are elevated to a point in which you can clearly see them. and you will eventually get there. So, one of the main things you want to keep in mind is diet. You want to start focusing very, very precisely on what is in the food that you eat. Never think because somebody's doing something that it's what you want to do. Okay, and the reason why I say that is because I'm a vegetarian, but I had to evolve to that. Okay, because now to this day, I'm not a vegetarian because I don't like meat. I'm a vegetarian because I've learned what food does. And when I learned what food does, I began to realize that I was taking some unnecessary chances with my health that I didn't need to take. So I stopped. I see people, you see it every day. You see it every day. And that, understand that steak is just one attribute to me. It may not be to you. Do I know people who meditate and also eat meat? Yes, I do. Do they benefit from that to a certain degree? Yes, they do. But as they begin to understand how food works, they always get into that conversation with me. Well, how did you do it? What replaces the protein? How did you get protein? These are common questions, basic questions of people who are evolving to have a greater understanding of the truth and want to operate in that. The reasons why we're not told what meat does to our body are numerous. And at the top of the list is profit. How can they profit in telling you the truth? Because if they told you the truth, then you begin to realize it's a rippling effect. Absolutely, just like the pebble in the water. So let's look at it from the perspective of something everybody can identify with or know somebody who is victimized by that. Okay, and that is self-abuse. All right, and there's a pleasure in sin. So there's a pleasure in self-abuse, and these people get attached to that pleasure, and they feel they don't want to separate themselves from it. So let's take something basic, something everybody can identify with, and let's say something like cigarette smoking or drinking. You see, there's a certain degree of pleasure that is given to the individual for an operation. And you can do things in moderation for a long, long time and not see the damage that it's causing. But when you know that you are on a path that which literally causes damage, it is your responsibility to do something different. Because when you don't, you literally allow everybody you love to be victimized by your behavior. And you've seen it. You've heard about people who are on Facebook asking for prayers because they're in the hospital or they couldn't breathe last night. These are the byproducts of these decisions. But they're individual. So if a person makes a decision that they want to partake in that, I'm not saying being critical. If you've given them truth, that's all you can do. It ain't your responsibility to force them to stop by no means. But you must always be available to give them the discerning knowledge that you live by. And that is what is important about the role of truth. Sometimes the truth is not going to mean anything to some people until all of a sudden they need that truth. They'll be the first people to do it. Absolutely. Oh man, you was talking about food. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed or not, but on Panda Radio, there's an article about KFC and why KFC's chicken cannot be called chicken. That's a deception. And the reason why it's a deception is because they do something to chicken so that it either makes it plumper, makes it give her more parts or whatever, but it's about the bottom line. So whatever deception they run after at you, being an individual, to boost their bottom line is acceptable. But it's your responsibility to know before you go that they're not going to look out for your best interest and that what you eat may not be what you think it is. And you can find all of these things out. It's all available to us. Then when you find it out, journal, journal, journal. And I'm not, the reason why I journal so much is because a month from now or 2 months from now, I'll read my journal and run into something that I ran into before. And I'll say, wow, look how I dealt with this then. And look how I'm dealing with it now. It's a way of measuring your growth. And any time you're being edified, you should have a form of measuring your growth. That's what makes a journal important in measuring your growth, and it makes a journal important adding to your growth. Because this works in your marriage also. I'm going to tell you something. I love my wife with all my heart. But there are some days, you know, me and Miss Davis, we just don't see eye to eye. And that's fine. Because she is an individual and I am an individual. And if we always seen eye to eye, then there has to be somebody who's seeing what the other person wants to see for the purpose of the other person. And they wouldn't be operating in the truth. So this whole truth thing, it goes in every aspect of our lives. Now, because we don't see eye to eye on every individual thing, does that mean that I'm tired of her? Or she's tired of me? Well, no. That means that we're growing and that when she evolves to be able to articulate her point of view where I could see the clarity of her decision, I may agree with it. But it's just at that time, my understanding on that specific topic or that specific angle was not as clear as hers. And believe me, everybody in a relationship are going to have moments where you don't see eye to eye. That's fine. Because that only shows that you are people first. And the reason why I say people first is because we're always in an evolving process. Right now, for those of you who've taken Wise Wednesday serious, you're on a path. And the path you are on is going to lead you to some good things. But it's difficult. It is difficult to want to be one who follows the truth, who learns the truth, so that you can operate in the truth. But it has so many more joys and freedoms. I cannot get you to understand without walking this path. And guess what? It don't require money. No. Sometimes when I get up in the morning and after I do my meditation, sometimes I lay back down, other times I just sit up and I might have me a nice cold glass of alkaline water or sit back and I'll look at the day, admire my thought process, what do I want to do. Sometimes I stare at my wife. She's a blessing in my life. You're going to always gravitate to your blessings. And, you know, when she sleeps to me, sometimes that's a comforting to know that she's resting. And sometimes I ease out the room so I don't disturb her and go on and do what I do, and then vice versa. See, that's what's so unique about it. As you grow, they grow. As they grow, you grow. And just think what the children are seeing. I mean, we ran into a couple the other day that had been married for 10 years. This brother was proud. He said, oh, yeah, he said, we've been married for 10 years. I said, that's great. And he looked and he said, I really love my wife. And she was very pleasing sister. And we got in the conversation. Well, after a period of time, she asked my wife, she said, well, are you married? Are you guys married? She said, yeah. We've been married for 35 years. And you should have seen the way she looked. It was like she couldn't believe my wife was married for 35 years. She said, well, you look so young. And my wife smiled and she said, yeah, well, that's because I made some changes in my life. I got there. Hopefully they're good ones. So she kind of looked at me and wondered, you know, well, I didn't want to ask her her age, but I'm curious. So we started talking about age after a few minutes, and they were a young couple. They were a young couple, but she was a little, it kind of bothered her a little bit that she was older than her husband. Not, I can't say it bothered her, but she was kind of interested to see the reaction. And I said, yeah, okay, I'm older than my wife. And she said, yeah, well, you don't see women older than husbands much. I said, that's true. I said, but then again, I'm not in your circumstance, and whatever we're doing together, it looks positive to me. And she said, yeah, she said, well, I'm 40 years old. And I said, okay. So she hesitated, and so I said, well, I'm 63, I'll be 64. What? She said, are you serious? I said, yeah. And she looked right at my wife as if to say, well, how old is she? Well, I never even pursued that because women have a thing about telling their age. It doesn't bother my wife. It must not have bothered her because she surely told it to her age. But yet, I mean, you never know how you, as an example, come back around to other people. I already know these people. Before they left, we had their names, their numbers. They wanted us to contact them next time we got in town because they like live music and we like live music. So maybe we can go out sometime. And I mean, we hit it off as two couples. And just sometimes things happen like that. Now, will we get that opportunity? I don't know. But in truth, if so, I'd like to take advantage of it. But I feel that way about a lot of people. Some people I haven't even met yet because I've only met them to the person that they have shown me to be. And one of the greatest parts about that is that it's exciting then when you know that you're going to meet somebody that you've always wanted the opportunity to meet and just never presented yourself. And especially my field, the field that we're in, me and my wife. But the next hour, I really want to get into some people calling in, answer some questions. Why is it important that we identify truth when situations with the programs have come head to head? So I want you to understand that every time you ask a question, somebody else is benefiting by it. And another thing I want you to keep in mind is that here at Black Talk Radio, it's a great resource for us. And we have to do what we can to keep this resource going. And see, in truth, I've been meaning to do that, but other things have been coming in and cutting that momentum off before I could really get it to where I wanted to. But this time, this month, I decided I'm going to do something about that. And I'm going to, and I've started putting things into play. So one thing about truth is that when you see it, you may not be able to operate in it right away, but if you could make it a part of your plan, things can happen. So look, the next hour, I want you to call in here at Candle Radio, and I'd really like you to ask the hard questions. How does this help me spiritually? Does this will that I have, why is it so I feel like I want to do one thing when I know I should be doing another? And does that happen to everybody? These are questions to deal with how we can change who we are into who we want to be. So, I do want you to seriously consider the fact that we are on Candle Radio. We do have an opportunity. You can call in. The number is 641-715-3660 to get in the queue. Or the code is the 549032 pound. And if you get in the queue, *61. And please have your questions because I'm going to tell you something. The road that we are about to really step out in is going to free you so much more than you can begin to imagine because you're just beginning to break down the programs that keep you locked in the time of deception. And as these locks begin to pop open, you'll move forward. Looking for your cause.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and I'm really hoping that we can really step this up on this hour, because at this stage of the game, I want to get more into not only just journaling and the purpose of it, but how to plant this concept of truth in your mind when you're in states of meditation. And the reason why is because when you plant something in your mind in a state of meditation, you operate in it in your state of consciousness. And a lot of times, you may not realize it, and then when you do realize it, you know exactly how that was planted in you to operate the way that you had in reference to bringing truth to life. Because as we go on, we're just beginning to see now things like the Panama Papers come out. There are going to be many names on this paper that are going to shock people. But these people are operating in the deception of trying to take what they think they're deserving of, even if they're not. Because literally, to many of us, they're stealing from us by hiding their resources in a manner which we can't get to them, but yet we have to give ours. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm always willing to be a part of the greater whole. But does it irk me when I'm trying to do the right thing? And somebody who has more resources feels that because of an emotion, and that's what greed is, because of an emotion, they have a right to deceive. And their system is designed like that. Believe me, they know by the number of people involved in this, they know exactly what they were doing. But yet and still, they chose to commit the evil on society because society didn't know. Just another form of deception, ladies and gentlemen. Just another form of deception. I want to move now to that routine, that daily routine that you do, and we talked about when you get up in the morning, you take a minute for yourself, and you might have a glass of lemon water or alkaline water, and then you sit on the edge of the bed, take that time to meditate a few minutes on your day and visualize what you want out of that day and put your plan together so that you can operate as closely to that plan as possible. Because you know, as soon as you go out that door, you are in the land of the matrix, and there are constantly programs running. Some mean you no good and some mean you good. And interpretation, if you use public transportation, to catch that program at that right time means you get the bus, you stay on your schedule, you're at work on time. The flip side of that there is if you go outside, you get in your car, you crank it up, and it don't start. Because literally, that is starting to initiate something in your thought process. Now, some people don't bother. It's like, okay, well, let me get this started, or let me call somebody and get to work and that sort of thing, and then I'll take care of it when I get home. But it's designed to throw a wrench in the work, a challenge to you. And see, remember what I said earlier about challenges make you better. Okay? So some people will take that challenge and run with it, and other people will take that challenge and deal with it in such a way of frustration that it just throws their whole day off. And you see, that is when they have lost control of their emotions, because now their emotions are what they're running off. So by the time they get to work, they got to, I'm glad to be here and everything, but darn, blah, blah, what's I gotta do this, gotta do that. They don't see the challenge as a way for them to grow beyond the circumstance. They don't see that whatever it was that delayed them once they get that fixed, they don't have that problem immediately anymore, if they get it fixed right. So we have to look at those challenges differently in order for us to benefit by the challenge itself. Because believe me, the growth in the circumstance is not the challenge. The growth in the circumstance is in you. And it's in me. Because believe me, I get challenges all the time. I got challenges so much that when I operate in the truth, I look forward to them. Because it offers me an avenue of being able to articulate a solution. Will it fit everybody? Well, it may not. But the challenge isn't for everybody. The challenge is mine. So as we rise, we have to meet that challenge where it's at. But we decide whether we're going to do it in a positive way or whether we're going to do it in a negative way. Because we have been seriously damaged. We have been taught Westernism so much. And they put so much in us that is unnecessary to us. That a lot of times we fly off the handle. And that means that we are no longer in control. That means emotionally, our emotions are in control. And anytime you make a decision based on emotions, and if you know, women will tell you this, a serious sister will tell you this. Never make a decision based on emotion because it may not be the best decision for you. You see, emotion taints your thought process. And that can be good or bad, but we must learn to control our emotions. And we can do that through the very same process, through meditation. And I don't want you to get the impression as though meditation is the cure-all. No, I want you to get the impression that meditation is a part of the whole process. And if we really want to be serious about where we are and where we're going, we're going to have to embrace the process. Because right now, with all of the deception is going on, you can't believe half of what you hear on TV, and you sure can't believe it when it's on a public news service. The sad part about it is there was one time when there were integrity in newscast. That's right. What you heard on the news was what was going on in the world. But now, it is so far from the truth that a lot of times, you sit back and say, there ain't really nothing going on in the world. Knowing, because you're intellectually stimulated by your own due diligence, that there are things going on in places they're not even talking about. So that is part of their process, the program process, the programming of the dumbing of America. And it works. It's in full throttle. There are people out here, you could walk up to them and say, what time it is, and they'll have a watch on or a cell phone in their pocket and say, I don't know. Like they never seen the time on the cell phone. I want you to understand that although we are trying to achieve a greater awareness of truth, that as we walk in that truth, we're going to see a lot of things that you're going to make a step back and say, is this for real? Absolutely, it's for real. Because not everybody are where you are. So as you examine your day and you're in the middle of it, and you get to that point at lunchtime where you had some free time and you might be sitting outside. It's a beautiful day, admiring the view. All of a sudden, you see a group of sisters sitting over there and they're looking at you and you checking them out. You have to examine what's going on in your mind, especially men. Now, women, I cannot speak for as much, but especially men, because we have been so tainted by Westernism. We literally have to think through our process when it comes to our sisters. Because society teaches us to see the physical form before we see their mind. But the truth is, you can examine the mind and have appreciation for the body without letting your mind wander beyond that initial introduction of the eyes to the view. And I mean, I've been there, brother. I have been there. I'm not telling you something I'm not aware of. And when I sit down and I journal, sometimes I journal about the fact that I had a battle today with the fact that there was a sister who was dressed so seductively that the programming of Westernism made me take longer and look at her when I know that that second look was more than inviting something in my book. But you see, that's when the truth clashes with the program. And it's on many levels. It's just another example. Now, I'm quite sure women come from a different perspective, but they can identify with it. It is our purpose to grab our right to be human back from the Western programming that we have been under for so long. And that's exactly what we're doing. I'm telling you, when I go out here in the street, I appreciate by just through conversation, hey, how you doing there? I don't have to know you. That's one of the things I like about the South. People walk by, good morning. Good morning. How are you today? Hey, you don't know these people from Adam. Man, I've never seen them before. But it's such a delightful feeling to know that this person is at least greeting you in a civil way, and you can reciprocate, and there'll be no connection other than the fact that you two are passing in the street. So, once again, the rewards are great, but the programs are many. It's a multiplicity of programs. You don't think so? Go to your favorite bake shop. Now you're thinking, okay, well, I'm staying away from sugar. I'm trying to keep myself in an alkaline base diet. And on my alkaline base diet, I know that I don't want to go in here and just eat anything. But that donut shop was a regular stop. Oh, don't let them have peanut butter and jelly donuts. Mercy! Because I'm going to tell you, I used to have these donuts. We had a donut shop called Reed's. And they made these donuts with a peanut butter icing. And then they filled them with a nice strawberry or a grape jelly. And they called them peanut butter and jelly donuts. And oh, man, I used to tear them up. But I have evolved to understand that that is going to break down body that I'm trying to build. I have to be able to walk beyond them and find something else that is meets that need, but would not be as dangerous to my purpose. So I mean, I discuss with my wife, because my wife, she's the one who's literally the forefront of knowledge when it comes to food, and she say, "Well, what flavor are you trying to get?" I got something with a little sweet, you know what I mean? And I don't have to be real doughy, but maybe have a little bread to it, but not a lot of bread. And these are the things that you converse with that person who's on this journey with you. Hopefully, they're on the journey with you. And as you begin to converse about that, my wife said, you know what, maybe if I got some smelt flour. And literally, she told me how she could help me achieve that degree of sweet flavor through a process that would add to my quality of life without burdening my principle. And when I say burdening my principle, I mean, she knew me back in the days of peanut butter and jelly donut. So when I want something sweet, she might say, well, you know what, let's try something slightly different, but it still give it a little sweet. Smoothie. Yeah, she says smoothie, but she's right. You see, there's always an alternative, and the best part about this walk is that sometimes we have to discuss or openly talk about what it is so that those people who are like-minded or who care about you can offer you some suggestions that won't lead you away from your purpose. And the best part about that is if they're right, then you can enjoy that savoring flavor that you like. They will get some joy out of being able to help you get over that hump. And most of all, you can share it with them. Because you know how you sit around and you're talking and you might have a cup of coffee or a cup of ginger tea. Oh, wow, I got a taste for something sweet. And before you know it, they pop out with something unique. One day I was telling my wife, we was having breakfast. I told my wife, I said, I got a taste for something sweet. She said, well, you know, well, we got some bread in there. We have some, I can't even think of the name of the bread. She said, why don't I go make you some toast? Well, when she came back, well, yeah, raisin bread, she said. When she came back with that toast, she had a thin layer of honey on it. So now, can you imagine how delightful what I was when I wanted a little something sweet, but nothing overpowering? And then the fruit that was in the raisins itself. I mean, it's about literally trying to find that area in which you could enjoy living again. And that's what truth does. It allows you to enjoy living again. Because we've been so caught up in deception. I've heard people say, you know what? If I only hit the lottery one time, I have said it before. But you know what? There are people who hit the lottery and literally have been miserable ever since. So that may not be the best course of action for you. But it's the purpose that really will bring you the peace and the joy that you need if you stay focused. Because when you get over one of them challenges, it's so rewarding to know to yourself in the back of your mind, I did that. Oh yeah, I heard them peanut butter and jelly donuts calling me, and that was like right at the glass. 12 inches away, all I had to do was tell a lady, give me one of these. But I didn't. And that is meeting the challenge. You grow beyond that.
But if you do, don't beat yourself up about it either.
So, and the best part about that, my wife was saying, if you do, don't beat yourself up about it. That's true. But even so, you're trying to stay as close to your purpose as possible. And that is the main course of truth. When you are flexible, be flexible when you choose to be flexible. Don't be flexible because you just couldn't help yourself. You can always help yourself. Don't be victimized by your emotions, because you should be able to control your emotions at all times. Because if you are, you are stronger because of it, because you will not allow your emotions to get you in trouble. A lot of people think that, oh, well, we're emotional people. No, we're not emotional people. That is the program. I've told you before about emotion and making decisions, emotion in instantaneous circumstances. A lot of times, emotion is what has gotten a lot of black people killed, because they act out instead of thinking through. And we must find that when we do think through, we are more discerning to pick your battles and the battle that serves your purpose and not someone else's.
If you're edgy and don't feel like it that day, don't pick that kind of battle.
If you're edgy and you don't feel like it that day, don't pick that kind of battle. Because literally, you're going to be victimized because it wasn't your focus in the first place. That's why it's important that we do not let emotion come in to play a role in decisions. And when it is out of sort, what is out of sort? Well, if you're hanging out with your friends and everybody's having a good time and you're laughing and, you know, things is going on, and you reach over and you shake somebody's hand and give them a hug. Listen, that's what you call practical application of emotion. Because you are endearing yourself with other people in an area in which you all feel the fellowship. Okay? So I don't want you to think that your emotion has no place. It does have a place. But you must always be in a position to be able to control it, because if not, it can victimize you. Once again, I want to encourage you to call, because at this stage of the game, if you don't call, then you will not get the answer, the question answered, because your question may fit someone else's need. Now, interestingly enough, well, I'm in the car with my wife, and this guy comes by and humps, and she gets emotional. And makes a comment, and again, and makes a comment. This guy kept right on going. He didn't even look at it. I agree, but he didn't even look at it. Okay, well, come in, Ed. Bring him on.
Okay, that is hilarious. I love that. I heard the horn and everything else. Man, and then I have a question also. Hold on. Here we go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam from Little Texas.
Hey, what's up there, Jambone?
Oh, just got off of work, man. Gonna get ready to go in here and have a smoothie and take some herbs so I can go back in tonight.
I hear you, brother.
My question was about like seeds and so forth, and the core of like plants that we eat, like vegetables and so forth. And like have you or anyone ever thought of like making this medicine out of the plant, out of the seeds of the plants? I know they have like the grape seeds, and even like the core of pineapple called bromelain, which they use for like swelling. And among other things for enzymes for digestion. But, you know, one thing I don't hear a lot from a lot of the humanistic community is like using like the roots and seeds from the plants to eat and making medicines out of.
Well, brother, you know, first of all, let me suggest a great book is called Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss. Now, the reason why Jethro Kloss is an old herbalist. He's died, maybe 50 years ago. But he started holistic understanding and living in the late 1800s. And he wrote a book that has turned to be that it's the main manual of today in Western plants, herbs, and seeds. A lot of the modern day drugs literally come from plants. And the reason why is because that is the natural purpose that plants play. And it's a part of the natural foundation of the human body. The main purpose that plants play are to be able to edify and heal, period. And when I say that, I mean that plants are fed rays from the sun every day. Now, this is pure energy, and it goes through what's called the process is called flora. I can't even think of it. Photosynthesis.
Flora and germination. Yeah, photosynthesis and germination.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, what that does is it fortifies the enzymes in that living thing. Now, the reason why I say in that living thing is because this takes place in anything that has melanin in it. And mostly every living thing has a degree of melanin in it. So the purpose that it, the role that it plays in man, it also plays in animals. Animals eat certain things when they feel certain ways, certain bushes and certain grasses. This is the purpose of it. So, yes, there are many different things that you can do with seeds that enhance the quality of your life. It's about doing the due diligence. And I'm going to tell you something. That Jethro Cross book is an excellent book for your question because it breaks the seed down from the kernel itself to the immediate inside shell of the seed, then the seed, and then I think it's the nuclei of the seed. But it really breaks it down. And as you begin to examine and grow beyond the question itself, you will see that the purpose that the seed plays is the major role in the growth of the plant. And whatever that plant's purpose is, whether it is to help heal you or to just give you a certain degree of nutrients or a certain kind of nutrients, that purpose is continuous because it's a part of the living universe. So that's an excellent book I would suggest for you, brother.
And he says Jethro Cross, you say?
Jethro Cross, KLOSS. Google it, I'm going to tell you, man. Go ahead.
I got one more question to ask before y'all, before I leave. Is there anything such as a awake meditation state? Like,
yes, there is.
Like, okay, you're in a meditation, but you're not, you know, adrift or closed eyes or anything. You experience everything around you, having conversations with someone or doing something, but you're still in a meditation state. The reason why I say that, because I had some experiences with that before. Like, when I do, sun gazing from time to time, when you catch the UV rays come from the sun, I don't know if anyone ever experienced this, like you can see like the life in things, like the plants, like maybe I'm just tripping just because of my toxification clearing my body, but you could actually see like the life of the plants trying to reach the sunlight, trying to grab the UV rays from the sky.
I have heard many interpretations of one's perception. And I am not one to say what you perceive was right or wrong. I am one that will tell you that as we grow in our meditations, we have avenues of empowerment that literally may be connected to you through maybe generations back or maybe something that your family does. And that might be interpreted into a sight. And that sight may be that you could pick up on something that someone else right beside you may not even perceive. So is there a state of awake meditation? Absolutely. You know that runners, long distance runners, go into a state of meditation to maintain their body's peak performance through that process. What slows them down is the exhaustion of their energy. And as over a period, unless you train, which builds up that energy, over a period of time, because there is a certain amount of energy that's involved in the process, you will burn it up. So yes, there is definitely states of meditation in which you can be very well aware of what's going on around you.
I appreciate that information there, Brother
David. And you know, I just want to add on that. That's absolutely right. It's commonly also known as daydreaming. But it's really meditating. It's really a form of meditating. And it's like Brother David said earlier, you got to find your quiet time. Even if you're in the midst of everyone else around you, your meditative state is so, so important because it refocuses and it grounds you. And then Brother Jambone talked about sun gazing. And, you know, and Brother Davis talked about the photosynthesis that plants go through from being fed from the sun. Well, during the sun gaze practice, that's exactly what you're doing, is that the sun is an electrical living being, and it is actually electrically charging you, but you have to be careful. You have to do it at the right hour. It's known as the blue hour of the day. You want to make sure that you catch the sun only when the atmosphere is actually actually deflecting the ultraviolet rays, because ultraviolet rays will make you go blind, and that's why you can only look at the sun at two times during the day. But yes, that is a you're actually electrically charging your body, and so important that we do that, because you are, this is an electrical universe, and that is how you can recharge your body. That's why plants grow towards the rising and the setting of the sun, because they follow it. It's an antenna. That's what life is. It's an electrical charge. So, yes, definitely. Totally agree. And I'm glad Brother Davis was here. And thank you, Jambone, for calling. Was there any other questions or comments that you have? Because, bro, there's a lot of things that you I can't wait for you to write a book, because that's going to be one that I'm going to highly recommend, because I see the growth. And I know Brother Davis has seen the growth that you have been on since we've known you.
Thank you. No, that's all for at this point in time. I'm just going to kick back and listen to what y'all have to say.
Hey, Brother Jambone, this is Brother Davis. Let me give you a test. Whenever you get into that state, try to be around some plants. Because the deeper in that state you go, the more energy you draw from the living things around you. And I'll tell you that, because if you sit down, and I have many a tranquil areas that I go to, I always try to sit and look at the plants within between a foot and 3 feet away. And the deeper I go into my meditative state, those plants literally lean towards me. So you know that your energy is communicating with the universe. Try it. You'll see the more you get into your meditation, the greater of the energy you will attract to you. Because the universe is designed to be able to restore each other. Every living thing restores another living thing. And that's why
that plants, so true.
They gravitate to you, because you're putting out the energy, that aura, where it would literally turn and lean to you. And that's one of the reasons why when sun comes up, plants always stretch to the sun, because it's where their living force is coming from. But when a person's in a state of meditation and they can achieve a spirit of calm in which nothing around them is disturbed, then they will gravitate to the energy of that aura. So try it sometime. I believe you may be impressed with the more and the deeper you go into your meditation, because once again, you're operating on a level of truth. And always keep that in mind, brother. But where you are going is the natural rhythm of the universe.
And you know what, it's amazing, because one of the things that I do, and it's studies have been shown, and just to collaborate with what Brother Davis is saying, is that studies have shown that people that garden, their immune system is a whole lot stronger. I spend a lot of time in the garden. That's where I go to get away from everything. Because there's a great peace in developing and planting life and in engaging with the living things around you. You know, in the olden days, they used to say, if you want your plants to grow, you talk to it. Well, if you really want your plants to grow, you feed them from the energy that you give. And guess what? They will in turn feed you. And remember, what brings us the oxygen content that we have on this planet? It's the collective prudence that we have with the living forest lungs, known as the rainforest, and the plants that actually give us the atmosphere and the oxygen content. And what is oxygen used for? It is used for the energy, the burning of the energy. That's what your body uses to create energy. Oxygen is the burner, the accelerant to bring energy. And that is so, so true. And I'm glad Brother David said that, because, you know, it's so important that we get out in our own gardens, regardless of wherever you live, even if it's someone else's garden. Go to them, go and visit the different living planets the living plants in the gardens, and more importantly, plant life in your home. Bring plants into your home. Bring plants, to your garden, because think about what they do. They bear the fruit. And this is why it's so important that we start to feed the roots that bear fruits. And that is what Brother Davis is talking about. There's a collective exchange that's going on among living beings. And you can actually live and feed yourself and get energy that will be sustainable, where you don't have to engage in some of the demonic rituals of actually sacrificing to consume the flesh of something. Man. So, great question.
Well put, Dave. I just wanted to make that comment, because I don't think that people see that this is you operate in what nature is called harmony and balance. You're operating in truth. So, yes, is there any other calls, or is he the last call? Or
no, he's Brother Jambone is the only one for right now. But everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely please give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and just hit *61, and I will see you in queue and bring you up with your question or comment with Team Davis. And much love, much respect to Sister Davis. We feel you, we hear you, and we always know that Team Davis is in full effect, and I absolutely love it. And it brings my heart great joy to see the interaction of Team Davis. So, Jambone, any other comments or questions that you have? Not rushing you, brother.
Oh, that's it for now.
I love Jambone. Jambone is hilarious.
You remember that time when I was telling you about when I was sun gazing and so forth, and I was seeing like the outer part of the sun. It was spot.
Yes.
Spin going to the right, and it was spin so many times going to the left, and it was like a mirror reflecting on each corner, like several times. And as far as I know, did I ever tell you that I supposedly figured out what it was?
No.
Well, I was looking at Dr. Phil Valentine, and he was talking about like the sun shooting through the universe like a bullet, and how it was spiraling and taking all the planets with it. And then I looked up some other stuff to try to confirm his theory of apophysis. And as far as I know, that's what I think that's possible that I could see, when I think of it, how the sun has all these explosions and so forth, it's probably what I'm seeing, like a mirror reflection coming off the sun as it twirls through the universe. It's the stuff that I was seeing when I was sun gazing. I don't know if anyone else experienced that. I asked several elders that talked about sun gazing, but no one has experienced this yet. So far, supposedly I'm the only one, but I would like to hear other people's experience of sun gazing and so forth.
But I would just say this, just so everyone knows that sun gazing is there's only two times that you can do this that is advisable, because if you do it at the wrong time, you can't look at the sun, as you'll actually destroy your retina in your eyes. You can only do it at what's called the blue hour. And that is 1 hour as the sun rises, when it first comes over, because of it comes over the horizon of the earth, and the ultraviolet rays are deflected. So you can look at the sun there for the first hour, and then the last hour of before sunset. I like to always do it at sunrise so that you don't make any mistakes in it. And then you want to gradually build yourself up to being able to do that. Now, you know what, Jambone? It's funny that you said that about the sun shooting through the universe, because I believe all living things move. And there's also the you are a living universe. And I believe that the sun actually shoots through you, and it has its own trail and its own markings and its own movement of the image in itself. So, there could be many things that is, and I really look forward to you you know, doing some of your research on it and seeing more of that, because this, I tell you, our universe and the universe within us is so powerful. There's no way in the world that the great creator can make the universe and not have the same miraculous ingredients in everything that, that the great creator has made. And everything that you make has some remarkable, miraculous abilities. It's just like, you know, what Brother David said, is just, what's the, what purpose will you be serving in that creation? So, man, great question, great comments, Brother Jambone. So, looking forward to that. Now, anytime, give us a call anytime, Jambone. I always appreciate hearing from you, because I know it's something that we all can learn from at different times. And I appreciate you for who you are.
Likewise, sir, brother. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. You know, Brother Davis.
Yeah, I'm here.
It is, you know, it was something that you had said earlier and talked about earlier that I really took grasp to, and that was the interaction with your grandchildren when they're constantly being bombarded, as we all were, with the advertisement of the civilization of low frequencies. Because that's really what it is. It's really a suppression of a pineal gland, of everything, our whole, you know, energy and everything else. And those things, they have actually designed them to be appealing, psychologically appealing, visually appealing, propaganda appealing through different psychological advertisements. And I really do appreciate how you and Sister Davis have taken, of course, as your grandchildren, but have shared that with us in how you start to address the constant bombardment that the most creative people on this planet are, and that's our young people. They create, and we really don't develop and nurture that enough. See, young people love to learn. And the thing is that we have to move into where we love to teach. And I really do appreciate, and I'm glad that you brought that point out. And just, what was the process that you and Sister Davis went on? Because everyone is different. No one is a Sister Davis. No one is a Brother Davis. No one is, everyone is unique, but we all kind of, at some point in time, reach a point of our own challenges, and we have to deal with some of the things that we have to deal with individually, but it can be assisted on collectively. What was the overall direction that you wanted your grandchildren? Because what I love about you guys is you allow them, and my wife and I do the exact same thing. We allow our children to make their own decisions. But what was the process that, and what was the determining factor that you came upon that okay, this is how I think we should address this with our children, with the constant bombardment? What was the actual approach that you and Sister Davis collectively came together with? Because you do everything collectively together in that aspect. Oh, did we lose Brother Davis?
No, I'm right here. Okay. First, we had to understand two things. First, one, we're individuals. And no two individuals are going to see everything exactly alike. But we could talk about anything. And so that's what's important about being open. Because when you're open with that other half, that other mate, you begin to realize that how are you going to know if you're a good kisser? If you're not asking who you kiss, how are you going to know if the food is good if she's not going to say, ask you, do you like it? You see, this is how you know when you're communicating, because now she might make an apple pie and like cinnamon in her apple pie, and they taste fine. But if I like nutmeg, then, and I tell her that, we can find a common ground. Because we're not at a point where I'm going to do it my way and that's it. Because that's what makes communication such a tool in every relationship. And one of the things that you're going to find in every case is that you are a man, she is a woman, you are not going to see eye to eye. But as long as you can communicate and she can convey what she's feeling and her process that she involved in her making her pie and why she likes it, and then you can converse about why what you do in your pie and why you like cinnamon, you're covering ground. You're communicating to the mutual point in which you both can find a recipe that is suitable to both of the flavors or both of the taste buds so you can get satisfaction. And see, what we fail to realize is that is truth. Yeah, and see, when you get to moving into this truth thing, you'll find on how, you'll see how deception has distorted so much in our lives. Even with relationships, man to man and woman to woman, can two men be friends? Absolutely. But friends have a tendency to be open enough to respect the groundwork of the relationship. So if your friend that you was hanging out with is getting married, and all of a sudden y'all can't go out and play basketball and maybe go to out to dinner and have a few drinks at the bar on certain nights a week, mm-hmm. and be at work tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes communication so important in building relationships. So I can't emphasize that enough. When it comes to my wife, and don't get me wrong, I think I knocked the ball out the park when I picked this one. But see, I also think she hit a home run too. So,
I think she chose you. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I think she chose you. Yeah, go ahead. Look.
But the insight is from the perspective of what she wants and the perspective of what I want, we could find common ground to achieve that together. And if we're fortunate enough to have some fruit along the way that we can indulge ourselves, brother, it only makes the circumstance better. Because I'm going to tell you something. I still get excited in the morning if I wake up and she's asleep. Because now I have a moment where I could look at her before I start my day. And then go into my meditation or whatever the day is. But those are little things that you can enjoy. She happened to throw in here at a state where she's not talking. But again, that's part of that moment. You know what I'm saying? So you really need to be
Sister Davis.
Open that door. Let me put this on open mic real quick so she can hear you. Because every time she makes a comment.
You know what, Brother and Sister Davis? You know, the thing that I love what you said, and I, you know, because I live by this rule. Once communication ends, destruction begins. And if you really love someone, if you think it, you should be able to say it. And that is such a relief in any relationship. If you're able to think it, then you should be and secure enough with that individual that you can say anything that you think, and it's so, so important. Hey, we got another caller that's in queue, Brother Davis. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Come on.
Okay. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Brother Davis and Team Davis? Davis team.
Good evening, everybody.
What's up, Brother Mel?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Brother Mel? How are you?
Good. I sure enjoyed watching you catch them fish, but that was nice.
Go ahead.
Me and my 7-year-old had an argument the other day about the sun. And I was explaining to her how our skin heats the sun and, you know, transfers the vitamin D into the liver and disperses it through the body. But she said that melanated people can still get sunburned. So we did some research on the internet and seen blisters and stuff on, you know, melanated people. I'm wondering, is that like some type of genetic defect, or because we are sun people, and it just didn't make sense to me.
It's because the ultraviolet rays have changed over the years, and due to the pollution and ozone, as well as human growth, it is all contributed to what is happening to our environment today. The sad part about it is that we don't deal with our environment in truth, because if we did, we will repair as we go. But so many people following the dollar destroy and move on. And that's really the truth in what we're in, and why a lot of what people are going through now, they never had to deal with generations before because of deterioration process. My wife wanted to add to that.
But go ahead. But if, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Sister Davis.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. I was just going to say that, but if a person does have the tendency to burn, like he said, due to the ozone layer, a lot of things are changing. For this generation that your daughter's in compared to the generation that you were brought up in. So if a person is subject to some sunburning, I would suggest them to use shea butter, because shea butter has properties, because it is from Africa, especially if it's nice and pure, and it's all natural, and it can be a sunscreen. As far as some of the some screens that you buy at the drugstores for other people that are not melanated, I don't know if I would put too much resource in that, but pure shea butter, I would definitely, if she does tend to sunburn or has friends of the same melanated complexion that tend to, I would go ahead and put sunscreen on them that is all natural, and shea butter is very all natural for that circumstance. But basically, it's because the sun is the same sun that was started at the beginning of time. It's just the layers of the atmosphere has changed due to pollution and industrial and just the whole
chemtrails.
So you both were right. You're both in the argument. You both were correct. Because when you were growing up, you probably stayed outside all day playing football, playing ball and, all day. And we never, I never got a sunburn ever in my life. But I'm sorry?
She doesn't have the problem personally, because we love it. I mean, she loves being turning as dark as she can in the summer. But dealing with the shea butter, I just got a fresh block. And I mixed it up, just put a little bit of coconut oil in it. But we were wondering about like using some essential oils with it, but I just didn't want to tamper with it. Like, would you recommend any type of essential peppermint oil or,
Yes. As long as your essential oils are pure, yes, you can. You might want to experiment with a small amount as opposed to your whole tub. But yes, you can, because as a matter of fact, we get some that has essential oils in it. And I have an essential oil called Black Woman that's a perfume oil that I love. And I get it made up, whipped up special. And I wear the oil, and then I wear the shea butter that matches. And I've been wearing it for a couple of years, and I get a lot of compliments. And I wouldn't do it any other way, because I don't use any lotion. Potions, notions, none of that stuff. I gave it all up. I put vinegar in my hair, and black soap in my hair. I don't do any of that commercial stuff anymore. I just find that you don't have to,
Yeah, it's a good. Also, you want to add colloidal silver to anything that you have, because colloidal silver will actually prevent and actually heal any sunburn that you have. So make sure you do that. And, just to add, one of the things is that we also got to remember the season that we're in with the sun. Our whole solar system is going through a change. And like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. And he wasn't talking about the planet or what we go through here. It was actually a actual comment about what's going on celestial within our solar system. The sun is actually going through a solar minimum. And is also the influences of other things that are coming closer to the sun. The whole solar system is responding to the sun, and that's like Sister David said, the sun that we are growing up on is different. If you ever notice, the colors of the daytime is much different than it was years and years ago. For those of us that have been around for a while, there used to be a yellowish tint to the sun years and years ago. Now it is a whiter tint with everything. So we have to understand the season that we're engaging in, and that is all a part of the natural season, and then it's enhanced by the artificial synthetic things that are going along with it.
Okay, this is Brother Davis, man. I'm gonna tell you something. One of the main things I always tell people, try to get some raw black soap. There's no anything unnatural about it, and it just cleans the skin well. Excellent lather, and it helps moisturize. But we're at a stage right now where there's a plethora of things out there, but there's only a few that is best for you.
Yes. And you know what, everyone, that is going to, Brother Mel, thank you so much. Great, great question. We're going to have to pick this up again on Wise Wednesday. So, so important. Everyone, this is a great time to engage in great dialogue among ourselves here on Wise Wednesday. So definitely call in on Wise Wednesday. It's so important because there's so much that can be actually shared and distributed among ourselves, because we learn so much from each and every caller and from each and every conversation and dialogue that we have. So everyone, I just want to thank you all for coming to
Unmuted
for today on Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, thank you so much. Brother Jambone, Mel, thank you so much. And all of the listeners that were here today, we thank you and appreciate you for being the great living spirits that you are, and continue to create the miracles that are necessary for the abundant life and the prosperity that we will give as a legacy. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. Thank you so much. God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace and much love.
Here's a blessing. Peace.
You know, tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain. It's down rugged road you've gone. Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone.